Just before we rejoin Peter and John in Old Jerusalem, let's finish our look at rucksacks. Most folks know of them from the military, like G.I. Joe Tom from my last morning briefing, who had a rucksack from his army days. Constructed of a sturdy khaki green canvas, I can recall it yet today on the beach in Alameda. Of course that thing could hold 75 pounds dragging through the sand. It was meant to carry a lot of weight. The Marine, too, carries on his or her back what is needed for the duration of the mission, things they need to survive. However, while these well-packed rucksacks serve a great function carrying the essentials for Marines and soldiers, you and I are not meant to carry the weight of life around with us. Weight? Yes, things like worry, shame, regret, bitterness, unforgiveness, cynicism, and all the other things we have stuffed inside. Enough. We must figure this thing out so we can flourish in our lives. Speaking the other day to a young businessman about his battle with shame and regret, he said, "It really helps me when I try to remember to be grateful." For sure. So, how can we lead with thankfulness rather than trade in anxiety? That will require intentionality. As negative thoughts, emotions, and fears begin to assail us, we must have a weapon to defeat them, one by one. The only essential weapon you and I ought carry in our rucksack on a daily basis is truth. You see, getting God's perspective on what concerns me, looking for what His response might be to my challenge, seeing how godly individuals handled failure, fear, and heartache inspires me. Over many decades now, my friend, the Bible is the one sure thing I can trust in my life, and it speaks to everything that concerns me. And it gives us a way forward. You told me you gave God the contents of your rucksack. I believe you. But today, the old thoughts came knocking at the door. What to do? Get out your weapon. Counter those thoughts with truth. For instance, loneliness clawing at your heart? Truth, I am with you. Don't be discouraged, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will hold you up. Friend, God is with you. Look for Him, and you be with Him. Worry gnawing at you? God's instruction, do not worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything, and the God of peace will guard your hearts and mind and keep them quiet and at rest in Christ Jesus. Truth. Guilt creeping back into your rucksack? Stop it. Look what John wrote. If we confess our sins, He, that is God, is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So do it. Confess and let it go. What a gift. Unrealized dreams? I like what the psalmist wrote. Delight yourself in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart. You have life left to live, delights left to experience. Are you feeling far from God? This is a promise. Then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. Brokenhearted, is it dogging you? The Lord is near the brokenhearted. It's a promise. And saves those who are crushed in spirit. Last example, crippled by pain from your past, from your childhood, Jesus came to bring freedom to captives like me, like you. And so we look to him. Item by item, we apprehend truth for our rucksacks. We grab a hold of truth to make it our reality, rather than the heartaches and disappointments in life. We let God take even the broken pieces in our lives and make something good of them. He specializes in that. Heard this old song today, a remake. Let me know what you think.
And let me stray.